Coming to town is the Aging Well Resource Fair. I like the way fair makes it sound like people from the Renaissance Bristol Fair are going to be walking around in medieval costumes all over the place.
Hey, they can come. I'm not going to send them away.
Say, how you doing, my lord? How you doing? Think, you know, they talk with that British accent. But that's not what we're talking about.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Jamie Freeland is here from Racine County. You do this quite often, put on an Aging Well Resource Fair for people like me. We don't know what they're doing when they get old. We got to be told.
And right.
That's right. I'll tell you something. I think these are great because a lot of people don't realize you're getting old. You got to make some plans.
Right.
While you can still remember what your name is. You know, it happens. People get old and that's just the way it is. And this one is going to be held. You have two of them coming up. This one's Thursday, May 21st. This will be 9 a.m. to 1 at the Fountain Hall in Sturtevant.
Correct.
Sturtevant. And tell us about it.
So we are having two Aging Well Resource Fairs this year. This spring, we're having one the 21st, like you said, at Fountain Hall Banquet on Durand Avenue. And then we're having one out in the west end of the county, out in Burlington at Grace Church on Plank Road. So we're bringing in resources for seniors. We'll have folks like the ADRC, Community Cares. We'll have some home improvement businesses there. I'm just trying to connect the community, the seniors and their loved ones, their caregivers, with resources that, heck, we all need.
You know, not too long ago, about 2 years ago now, a little more than 2 years, my wife and I made our funeral plans. People say, well, why are you doing that? I said, you hit by a car tomorrow. I can have a stroke. A lot of things could happen. I'm not going to leave it up to a relative who's going to put me in a cardboard box and put me out on the curb.
Right.
You got to make plans and then forget about them. Your plans are made. That's one thing off your list you have to worry about. And that's what we did. We took care of the house and a trust. We do all that stuff. And you have to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the resource fair. We just kind of walked around and found out how to do it, talked to lawyers and stuff. But you got to do that stuff. You got to take care of what you got now. So if you have a loved one who's inheriting stuff, things have to happen. Unless you got to know how to take care of yourself. And what if you go to the hospital? You don't have a loved one nearby. All this stuff is important.
It's so important. My husband and I we've planned our will. And eventually it'll turn into a trust. But I'm 50. I'll be 51 this year. My husband is 44. And we just wanted to make sure that we have everything in line for our kids so that they don't have to worry about it.
Oh, see, you're nice. What I did was I said in our will, all the money will be put into a plastic bag into my coffin.
You sound like my dad. My dad said he's going to take everything with him.
And if they want it, they got to dig. I'll leave my treasure map and they can find out where it is.
Right.
No, but you're right that we have a house we got to take care of afterwards. We have all this stuff has got to be taken care of. And you can't wait to the last minute when you're incapacitated.
Right.
Because then you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. So even bank accounts, payable upon death, PODs, they call them.
Right.
And same thing if you have like an IRA account. I mean, all these things had to be taken care of. And we did all that.
Good.
Now I could sit back, relax, and wait to the sweet embrace of death.
But at least you know what's going to happen with your stuff. Yeah, so we'll have two lawyers there. We'll have Pruitt Zapkowicz Law Office. We'll have Mr. Pruitt there. And then we're going to have KHR Law Office there as well, Mr. Andrew Rosenberg. So we'll have two very respected, trustworthy, honest people that will help be able to guide you into making the right decisions.
And there are a lot of legal decisions you have to make. And if you don't do it, your kids or whoever, you know, is involved, it's a long, winding road to get to this stuff. When my mother passed away, everything was mainly taken care of, except one thing I didn't do. I didn't get the passcode to her cell phone.
Oh, no.
And if you think the phone company's just going to hand it over to you, you are mistaken. So what I did was, my wife and I, everybody knows my passcodes.
It's not really a passcode.
I have it written down. And it's in a spot where our son knows where it is. Mm-hmm. And you got to take care. Even something like that is meaningless. And eventually I got it from the phone company, but you got to see a death certificate. You better make sure you get death certificates to your loved ones because nobody wants to do anything. Even stopping Social Security, you need a death certificate you also need, let's say they got a pension. They want a death certificate copy. Everybody wants a death certificate. And you can't blame them because any nut can say, forget it. You know, so you got to supply all this stuff.
Right.
So, and that's what you have a lot of lawyers there.
So, we'll have two different lawyers there. We'll also have like resources. The ADRC, if you don't know what that stands for, that's the Asian Disability Resource Center. They are one of our sponsors. So thank you and shout out to them. We'll have Community Cares there. They provide a ton of resources for families, along with RKCAA. So the Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency will be there. So we have tons of resources for seniors. And then we'll have places like Bright Star Home Care, Senior Companion, the Senior Helpers. We have, and I don't want to talk about this, but we have to. We'll have hospice facilities there as well.
Hey, they advertise with us. You got right? And it's not only for you. You could have a parent.
Correct.
Who you need this information for.
Most definitely.
I mean, it's not, say, well, I'm 40. I don't have to worry about this. Do you have a parent who might need it someday? Find out the information now so you're not in a big panic.
Exactly.
When it happens. And that, you know.
That way you're prepared.
Yeah. And just get them. Then you can relax. And you say, oh, mom sneezed today. I'm signing her in. Mom couldn't remember what TV show she was going to watch. I'm sending her to hospice care. But seriously, you do need to get it. And once you get it done, relax.
Exactly.
Just keep the papers in a spot where everybody knows where they are. This may sound kind of gruesome, but my funeral home is on a business card in my wallet. And the reason, let me tell you why I do this. If God forbid something should happen to me, they go to my wallet. Oh, here's where we send them.
Right.
And even here's something else people don't think about. And this, I don't want this to sound like a gruesome half hour here, but we bought travel insurance. And this is what the travel insurance does. If, let's say, I should be on a trip, I'm out to California and something bad should happen, the travel insurance makes sure they can send me back.
Oh.
It's Union Grove in this case.
Okay.
And it's a travel card. And you spend, I think it's not that expensive, but you do it with the funeral home because then how are you supposed to get home? And if they ship you home by an airplane, it's very, very expensive. My mother had it because she was being buried in New York.
Okay.
And so when she passed away in Racine, everything was taken care of. Just, you know, ship her back UPS and that was it. She was all done. But these are things you've got to take care of now. And it's not a gruesome thing.
No.
It's a life thing.
Right.
And when you have the resource fair, everything here you need to know. Go around, get your brochures, make contacts, and then sit back, relax, and think about it for the day you might need it. And,
you know, or maybe you're there taking a neighbor or an aunt or a parent, you know, or the caregivers. They need some, you know, help too. So,
Jamie Freeland is here from Racine County. I was talking about the Aging Well Resource Fair. I like the way you put the well in there. Aging Well Resource Fair, which is coming to Fountain Hall Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. For the people in Sturtevant, I'm not making fun of you. I just like to say Sturtevant.
I do too.
Because when I first moved to Wisconsin, I had to come to Sturtevant for something. And I said, is this Sturtevant? And he said, no, this is Sturtevant. All right, that's coming up Thursday, May 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Jamie Freeland from Racine County, Iowa is here. She is the business development manager there. And one of the things Jamie's getting together here is the Aging Well Resource Fair coming to Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. And that will be Thursday, May 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there's another one coming up Thursday, May 28th.
Correct.
But this will be a Grace Church somewhere different.
Yep, it'll be at Grace Church in Burlington.
That's all free to get in. There's no charge.
Oh, of course. Yeah, definitely free.
Yeah.
No charge.
And you were telling me during the break when I was showing you my travel card to ship me back from wherever I'm, you know, have an accident. I know it's gruesome to talk about, but it's a fact of life.
It is.
You said my funeral home is going to be there.
Yeah.
Polnasek Institute.
Daniels Polnasek Family Funeral Home and Crematory. They'll be at the one Aging Well West, May 28th at Grace Church.
Yeah. See, I don't have to worry about how to pronounce it because it won't matter for me.
Right.
My son and daughter have to know how to pronounce it. I don't have to worry about that.
Just call it Daniels.
But I showed you in my wallet, I carry their business card and because, you know,
you never know.
You never know these things. But my mother was a good planner with her funeral home. She paid for everything.
Okay.
And it was a thing you pay it off, you know, years and years and years. And it was all paid off. So when the time came, I just made one phone call. Actually, I didn't make it. The hospice worker at our house made it.
Okay.
And that was it. Next thing I know is at her funeral in New York on Long Island. That was if I had to plan that out at that moment, it would have been a panic.
Yes.
Because you don't know what to do. Who knows what to do with these things? Then you got their bank accounts and everything. Arrange it with the bank. You know, they call them PODs, payable on death. Mm-hmm. And that way you just show I'll tell you how nice the people were at my bank. My mother had bills to pay afterwards. So I told the manager of the bank, I said, well, I got to pay these off. She goes, well, you're under no obligation to pay those bills. Those are her bills. You're under no obligation to do that. And I said, well, I think I should take the money out now and pay. She said, I'm going to send you home tonight. Come back tomorrow, whatever you want to do tomorrow, but think about it tonight. And I was told by a lot of people, you were under no obligation. I'm not signed on to her bills.
Not for your mom's, no.
Yeah. And so she didn't have that minor little things, but I didn't. She said, go home tonight, think about it. Then we can do this tomorrow.
That's cool. That's nice.
He said, I was supposed to do this today, but I'm going to give you 24 hours to think about this. And if you still feel, if you're not going to sleep at night because you didn't pay, then pay it. Mm-hmm. And she was right. I checked with a lawyer and they said, no, you were under no obligation to pay somebody else's bills. You didn't,
rack up those bills.
Yeah.
Now I will say I was sharing with Don over the break that I am a widow. I am remarried, but my spouse died when I was at the age of 43. He was 48. Of course, it was kind of unexpected, but, so as a spouse, you are responsible for...
As a spouse?
Yes.
That's
as
different.
A spouse.
That's different.
I was not let off the hook on that one. I had to pay his bills.
Well, when my father passed away, I got a call from the hospital or something. And they said, no, your mother's responsible for it. And I checked and sure she was because she was a spouse. As a son or daughter...
You're not.
Unless you signed on to as a co-signer. But that's about it. Give us some of the people that are going to be there.
So some of the people that are going to be there, like I said, the ADRC of Racine County, Community Cares, RKCAA. We're going to have Bright Star Care, Senior Helpers. We're going to have Ridgewood, a Grace Hospice, Lily Hospice, the Oak Ridge Care Center, Align Peace Home Care. We're going to have Lincoln Park Rehab. And then we're going to have some home improvement and home safety, like Leaf Filter, Tight Seal, Pella Windows, Window Nation, Redo Cabinets, Euro Remodel, Lowe's Insurance, WRJN is going to be there, Platinum Communities.
Well, now you got a reason to really go.
Right? Are you going to? Hopefully you'll stop by and see everybody.
I told you what I do in my free time. I watch Dateline reruns. I told
Dateline and, well, I watch Dateline and First 48, so,
Dateline used to be like 60 minutes at one time when it first came on doing stories. Then one day they decided, let's go all out on murder. 24-hour murder. We're not doing anything else but murder. 2020 did the same thing. All true crime murder. That's all we're doing from now on. People love it. I don't know why they love it. Maybe because it's not them.
Right. Right.
I don't care watching other people's miseries, but they're not mine. But
we watch a lot of First 48 and Cops at our house. So
yeah.
And in Family Feud. We'll mix it up, add a little Family Feud.
Yeah, that's when people are fighting each other. You like that, too. Right. Who else is going to be there?
So we're going to have GI Associates. Sorensen Caption Call is also going to be there. Parkview Gardens, Platinum Communities. So we're going to have full rooms at both events, at both east and west end of the county. It's from 9 to 1. It's free. Just come in, meet and talk to the people that are there. Gather information, resources. You never know what you might need.
Here's another thing people don't think about. What to do with your loved one's ashes that are in your house when you pass away. You don't want them tossed in the garbage.
No.
You got to make arrangements for that stuff. Now, we have about 7 pets that their ashes are in our house in little canisters and arranged with their little names and paw prints on it. I made arrangements for those. I told my son, this is what I want done with it.
Okay.
And I made all arrangements what to do with it because I don't want them tossed in the garbage. You got to make a list. And this fair might help you make a list. Say, gee, I never thought of that.
Exactly.
Well, Jamie thought of it. That's why Jamie's the brains of the outfit. You got to work with Jamie on this one. She thought of everything for you. And people, when you're young, you don't think about it. You say, gee, I got another 50 years to worry about this. You may not have another 50 years to worry about it.
You never know.
not only you, you don't know if your parents have another 50 years. You don't know if your aunt and uncle, your brother, your sister, you don't know. And this is perfect. I'm telling you, my wife kind of thought we got to take care of this now. One thing we didn't do yet. Headstones.
Okay.
Got to do that because I know my son will take a cardboard box, write my name on it, put it in the ground. No, he won't do that. But it's not for him to worry about.
Right.
It's for me to think about now. I just think I don't want to see. They do it right away. They put your gravestone up there and leave the dates off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to go there and see my plot of land saying, ooh. It's like Ebenezer Scrooge when he saw his tombstone with his name on it. I don't want, in the Christmas Carol, he says, I don't want to see that, but it's got to be done.
Well, and it's also, it's a time to think about the questions and have those hard conversations with your family about, these are my wishes and this is what I choose to do. It's a choice.
While
you can still think about it. Yeah. So like I want to be cremated and not be buried.
Yeah, well, you know, I found out something you can do when my father-in-law was killed in a car accident before I ever knew him in 1976. But mother-in-law passed away just a couple of years ago. She was cremated. We took her ashes and, you know, I hate to sound gruesome about this, but bodies are buried like 6 feet under.
Mm-hmm.
They dug 4 feet under. We put the ashes in there so she's buried above her husband.
Aw.
Yeah, look at that. I hit a nerve.
Aww.
I didn't know you can do that. But the cemetery said, oh, yeah, we can do that. We just dig 4 feet down. And they could not recarve the tombstone. But the place where they do it, they said, we can drill in a brass butterfly into the tombstone with all the information that would have been on the tombstone. And it's there forever.
Ah,
I know.
That's perfect.
It is perfect. And we took care of it.
Nice.
But it was all done. And now they're together again.
That's perfect.
I know, make you cry.
I know, it does kind of make me cry.
All right, let's get back on topic.
Yeah, let's get back on
topic. It's Jamie Freeland is the business development manager over at Racine County Eye. The Aging Well Resource Fair takes place. They're having two of them. Let's talk about the first one. Thursday, May 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fountain Hall Banquets Hall. And that's in Sturtevant right there on Highway 11.
Right. Next to what? I think it's Nona Wells over there. Nona Wells Pizza, Farm and Fleet.
It's right there.
Yeah,
right now, over there. Now, Racine County Eye. Talk about that for a second.
So we're Racine County Eye. We are your local, hyper-local news website. Not only do we report the news, but we try and give you solutions and bring community resources together and bring the community together and get your questions answered. So that's what we like to do. And of course, we don't have a paywall. So what a paywall is where you go in and you can read a couple articles and then they want your credit card. We don't do that. We have all of our news and information online for free.
Yeah, I went to the New York. Somebody posted something about a case that took place. I'm reading the New York Times thing. The jury came in 10 minutes with a verdict of, if you want to read more, here's the information to put your credit.
I hate that.
They leave you hanging off.
Right.
So I got to Google it to find out what the guilty thing was. And it was guilty. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
And thank all the people at Racine County Eye, including
Miss Denise.
Miss Denise, the founder of Denise Lockwood. Yeah. All right. Say hello to us for us.
All right. Hi, Denise.
Okay.